From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The case against the former chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee is moving toward a conclusion. A House ethics panel found New York Democrat Charles Rangel guilty of misconduct today. And as NPR's Peter Overby reports, it's now weighing possible punishments.
A special panel of the House Ethics Committee on Tuesday convicted Rangel on 11 counts. And on Thursday, the full committee is due to consider a sanction. Its recommendation would go to a House floor vote. Rangel was convicted of violating financial disclosure and tax requirements, using his clout to get a rent-controlled apartment in New York, and influence peddling as he raised money for a nonprofit bearing his name. The ethics panel found no evidence of personal profit. Possible sanctions range from a simple rebuke to expulsion from the House. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Republicans have adopted a non-binding resolution to ban earmarks for the next 2 years. The congressionally directed spending amounts to some 1% of the budget controlled by lawmakers. Farm worker advocates in Florida signed a landmark agreement today with the state's largest tomato grower cooperative, which supplies grocery stores and restaurants throughout the country. From member station WGCU in Fort Myers, John Davis reports the deal calls for better working conditions and higher wages.
The coalition of Immokalee workers and the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange ended years of contention with an agreement that will extend the coalition's fair food principles to more than 90% of Florida's tomato industry. Coalition of Immokalee Workers member Lucas Benitez, speaking through an interpreter, says it means more protection for harvesters in the fields.
With this agreement, we will be working with growers to identify and eliminate abuses through a cooperative complaint, investigation, and resolution system with real consequences for violations, including zero tolerance for forced labor.
The agreement also calls for growers to pass along an extra penny per pound of tomatoes picked to the farm workers. That extra penny is paid by participating retailers like McDonald's, Burger King, and Aramark. During the winter months, nearly all U.S. domestic tomato supply comes from Florida. For NPR News, I'm John Davis in Fort Myers.
Angry protesters in Haiti attacking UN peacekeepers who they accuse of bringing cholera into the beleaguered country. More than 1,000 people have died in the epidemic, which has now spread to every province. The UN mission in Haiti says the unrest may be politically motivated, aimed at creating instability on the eve of presidential elections November 28th. Meanwhile, across the border, the first case of cholera in the Dominican Republic is reported. The patient is a Haitian citizen. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 178 points to close at 11,023. The Nasdaq lost 43 points to close at 2469. The S&P was off 2. This is NPR. Army Staff Sergeant Salvatore Junta is the first living service member since the Vietnam War to receive the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military honor. At a White House ceremony this afternoon, President Obama praised Junta's bravery during an ambush by insurgents in Afghanistan, saving several members of his unit. Mr. Obama called the 25-year-old Iowan a soldier as humble as he is heroic. A ceremonial groundbreaking today for the George W. Bush Presidential Center at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, the alma mater of former First Lady Laura Bush.
We take the first step toward construction of this presidential center, which will be a dynamic hub of ideas and actions based upon timeless principles.
The center will house a library and a policy institute. It's scheduled to open in February of 2013. The Thanksgiving holiday travel forecast was issued today. As NPR's Sarah Gonzalez reports, AAA predicts improved economic conditions will boost travel by about 11% this holiday season.
AAA is estimating just over 42 million Americans will travel this holiday period from Wednesday through Sunday of Thanksgiving week. That's up from 38 million last year. AAA's Troy Green says almost all of this year's travelers are driving to their destinations.
94% will travel by automobile, and that's the largest share of automobile travel ever for any holiday.
Green says stricter airport procedures are convincing travelers to turn to the roads, despite higher gas prices than last year. Sarah Gonzalez, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.